Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
6 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning. Great to have you with us today, friends. Hope that you are going to be able to stick with us for the next hour here on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day in a way that helps you change your world. By giving you thoughts and phrases and ideas to share with the persuadable folks in your world, the politically persuadable folks in your world, so they can change how they vote. And by changing how they vote, we start winning. That means we get to preserve our liberty. Now, here's what we're talking about today. You know, we just have a one-hour show today. Here's what we're talking about. Is a corporate-free, populist Republican Party, is that better for your liberty? Let me say that again. I just want you to think, is a corporate-free, populist Republican Party better for your liberty? There's a memo that's been written in Washington, D.C. by some insider Republicans warning corporate America that has decided to become woke with the left and adopt every crazy leftist idea just about that you can imagine. That's creating a backlash. I'm not going to read the entire memo because it's quite long, but I'll give you the highlights. So is a corporate-free, populist Republican Party better for you, for your liberty? Also, pork hurts you. No, I'm not talking about pig pork, you know, bacon and ham. Talking about congressional pork. And how it does hurt you, because House Republicans have quietly and barely voted by secret ballot to restore the corrupt practice of earmarking. We'll go through that. I'll talk about Oregon. By the way, Oregon OSHA has proposed a permanent COVID rule. And we have till April 2nd to comment on it. What is the permanent COVID rule? Well, it's everything you don't like about COVID right now in terms of how it interacts with your life, but it's on steroids. You see, Oregon OSHA says, and I have this up on my, it's on their website. It says that their temporary rule, which took effect November 16th of last year, cannot be extended by law. So they have to adopt a permanent rule. And the website in the second paragraph says, Oregon OSHA expects to repeal the permanent rule once it is no longer needed to address the coronavirus pandemic. Now, do you trust that? And Lars has got a great piece about teenage killers getting a free pass from Kate, from Democrats, and from a few Republicans. There's another story about a teenage killer, murderer, getting out of jail by the time they're 25. And then there's a gruesome Newsom update. Be afraid, Kate. Get a hold of this. In L.A. County, 54% of the signers of the recall effort for Gruesome Newsom, the governor of California, are Democrats. 54% Democrats signed the petition in L.A. County. 17% of the signers are Republicans. L.A. County is much like Multnomah County is to Oregon. This is how unpopular Gavin Newsom is. In a county like Portland, folks, like Multnomah County. I want you to think about that. This is why you need to be afraid, Kate. In fact, all Democrats in the state of Oregon ought to be afraid. 54% of the signers in L.A. County. It's stunning if you think about it. All of that is on the table today in 1 hour, so we got to get at it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, and I will try to read it on the air. By the way, I want to reiterate to all of you out there that are people of faith, whether you're Jewish, you're Catholic, you're evangelical like me, I seriously want to encourage you to go to your pastor, your priest, your rabbi. If your synagogue, your church, your parish is not meeting regularly to pray for our governmental leaders, I want to encourage you to do that. We did that last night where I go to church in Harrisburg at Life Bible Church. We normally have a normal Wednesday night service. We didn't do that last night. We had a prayer night for government, for the national government back in Washington, D.C., including the Supreme Court and our courts, for the state government here in Salem, for all the leaders, and also for this crisis that's going on in the southern border. And folks, it is a crisis. There is no question about this. And it's inhumane what's happening down there. You know, the Biden administration likes to talk about how they've changed Donald Trump's inhumane policies. What's inhumane about what they're doing is the incredible, well, I mean, drugs used to be the danger coming across the border. Drugs used to be the moneymaker for the cartels. It isn't anymore. It's people. And how these, you know what happens to these people? They become slaves. It isn't just the assaulting of these young girls being raped. I mean, I've seen it with my own eyes, the rape trees where women are raped and their bras and their panties are hung up. I have pictures of it from when I was on the border in 2006. But it's the fact that people who are desperately poor travel all the way from Central America, some places as far as away as Colombia. Think I'm kidding? I'm actually following a war correspondent on Signal by the name of Michael Yon, Y-O-N. You guys should follow him. He is literally traveling from Colombia all the way up to America with a group. He's reporting on it. They're in Panama now. These people are poor. They're coming to America for a better life. They're not just Mexicans. They're Guatemalans. Actually, the largest groups tend to be Guatemalans right now. How do they pay for this? I mean, the coyotes, the cartels, are charging huge amounts of money, upwards of $10,000. How do you pay for that? If you're poor, if you have no money. I'll tell you how. You go to work for the cartels. The cartels place you in businesses to work. Farms. They place you in Mexican restaurants. They place you as drug runners. And a portion of what you earn gets automatically deducted from you by whoever you're working for. And it goes back to the cartels. And you work for years as a slave. Now, this has been going on a long time. The Chinese have perfected this here in America. You work for years as a slave, doing menial jobs, whatever, and they give you part of your pay. And then you get to send that back home by wire, free. That's what the crisis is on the southern border. And folks, we need to be praying. That's why I go back to, if your parish, if your synagogue, if your church is not praying, I want you to urge that your pastor do that. The other thing I want you to urge your pastor to do is, or your priest or your rabbi, is to seriously consider coming around the state capitol once a month and doing a Jericho march. March around that capitol 7 times praying, carrying banners, whatever. We need a change. We need a supernatural change in this country, folks. All right. Is a corporate-free populist Republican Party better for your liberty? Yeah, it is, my humble opinion. Let me write to you, or let me read to you, rather, the last. This is a Breitbart article, and I'll have this on the show plan here after a bit. The headline is, Republican insiders warn companies that woke leftism is paving the way for a corporate-free populist Republican Party. Now, you may not care about that, except that what if a populist Republican Party that is not constrained by the way it normally has been, by the corporate lobbyists with money? What if a populist Republican Party will do the things and say the things, including a whole new crop of them, because the old Republican guard that's beholden to the corporate lobbyists are retiring House and Senate? What if that populist Republican Party refuses to continue with the corrupt practices of corporate-run Congress and decides to actually stand up for things that matter to you personally? Your liberty. And wouldn't it be nice if that happened in the Oregon legislature? Wouldn't it be nice if the Oregon Senate Republicans would choose to actually walk out and stand up for your personal rights for a change, rather than not walking out and kowtowing to the Democrats? Even more importantly, to the Oregon Republican legislators' corporate donors that don't want them to walk out. Why? Because they have legislation they want passed. Back in a moment. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It's 620. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll get back to this memo. I didn't quite get to it as I was setting it up. Let me just tease you with one of the conclusions. I quote from the Breitbart story. The business community must rethink how it handles Republicans and how it handles woke leftist culture war matters, or else be left behind by policymakers in America. Get to more of that when we come back here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, you know, I use CBD because it just flat works for me, friends. Every now and then, you know, I have some damage to my back from stupid things I did. And I manage it okay with exercise and certain abdominal strengthening exercises, that kind of thing. But sometimes I also just work out because I lift weights a little bit too much. And boy, do I get sore and my body is in pain. Now, it's a good kind of pain, but nonetheless, I like to lessen it. That's why I use the Pro Bioscience Pain Stick. It is a CBD pain stick that is just flat the best I've ever used, period. Maybe you ought to try it. If you have aches and pains, it can work for you too, just like it does for me. And if you're in a sensitive position, let's say you work for a company or a government entity where you have zero tolerance, you have to be tested or can be tested. They have that same product without any trace of THC in it. You will easily pass any drug test. Check them out online at pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. That's pro in the dash mark bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their great products online, get a 15% discount simply by putting in the word, the discount code, change, the word change in the discount code. You get 15% off. The products are also available at the Tobacco Pouch if you can't wait, but they are based in Salem. And you can talk to them directly about all the great products that they make from only Oregon-grown CBD, which is the highest quality there is in the country. Pro-bioscience.com. So there's a Republican consulting group in, it's a government affairs firm, a lobbying group of top GOP insiders. And they wrote this memo. It's titled, "The Party They'll Get, Not the Party They Want." And I'm going to get into that in a moment, but I want to go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start with our first caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? What's on your mind? Who is this? Good morning. Who is this? I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you, are you there, caller? Caller, you're there? Okay. We'll have to either call back or do something here. It sounds like we've either lost you or, all right. So the memo starts by warning the business community that their previous allies in the Republican Party are moving on from protecting them to instead on focusing now on populist priorities of protecting American workers. And I'm going to say, by extension, American families. You see, the Republican Party is shifting downward from the elites and towards, well, the everyman. That's us. The memo notices this, and it says that Democrats in Washington continue their efforts to punish companies with tax hikes and regulatory burdens. Now, we'll get into more of this, but I want to get back to the caller. Caller, welcome again. Are you in a better spot? Can we hear you now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful. Who is this?
George.
Hi, George. Boy, I haven't heard from you for a while. Are you okay? Everything all right in your world?
Physically, yes.
Good.
My comment is, why don't the Republicans impeach Biden?
Well, they can't. They don't have
why not?
The numbers. There aren't enough votes to do it. That simple.
At least they should try.
Actually, I think an impeachment resolution has been introduced. It'll not get a hearing, but one has been introduced. Now, are you saying that they should start talking about this?
At least. I mean, look what the Democrats did to Trump. If they don't have any guts to go out and impeach Biden for that mess on the Mexican border, they might as well forget it.
Is that an impeachable offense in your mind?
Darn right it is.
Why?
He's letting them all in. He doesn't kick them out like he should.
Actually, he's unconstitutionally suspended kicking them out, and a judge has struck that down, said, no, you can't do that. But are you saying that unconstitutional actions on his part ought to be a reason then for impeachment?
Any kind of reason is good enough to kick Biden out. But the Mexican border thing is just, it's just unbelievable. What kind of country do we have anyway?
Well, we don't.
That's all I got to say.
And it's a fair observation, and a lot of people think the way you do, George. They're asking that same question. If you've got an open border, there are 13,000 unaccompanied children, minors. 13,000 that are in U.S. custody right now in the last month alone, folks. It's a stunning number. Yeah, George is right. What kind of a country do we have? Well, we don't. But can you impeach a president for that? Back with Glenn in a moment. Glenn, hang on. It's 6:30.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn, but the number to call if you want to get in on the conversation is 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. News like the one I got from Corby. It's a foreign invasion. Isn't a foreign invasion and promoting it an impeachable or criminal offense? But I agree. It's not the U.S. anymore. It's an extension of China, the deep state. Yep. Thank you, Republican Party. And thank you, U.S. Supreme Court. The feckless judges who will not stand up for your liberty by taking on those election lawsuits, not defending the Constitution. Thank you, Supreme Court. Appreciate that. If you're just joining us, here's what we're talking about quickly. Is a corporate free? Corporate free Republican Party that's populist instead, is that better for your liberty? How would it be? Does it mean that more new blood comes into the Republican Party, people that are sick and tired of seeing what's going on in America and Republicans just being a part of it rather than standing up against it? Like what's happening in Oregon, where the corporate masters of the Oregon Senate Republicans, at least some of them, are demanding they not walk out this time. And pork, it hurts you. By a close margin, the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. House of Republicans, rather, voted by secret ballot to restore the corrupt practice of earmarking. That's where these corporate donors get money for special projects in a congressional district in exchange for Republicans voting with the Democrats. And the Oregon OSHA permanent COVID rules. Hey, you like wearing a mask? You like social distancing? You like limited capacity in restaurants and movie theaters and everywhere else? You're really going to love it when they make it permanent. Oh, did I mention that they're also going to make permanent that employers must make available vaccinations if the government agencies say, yeah, we want to come in and make the vaccinations available. Really? We have until April 6th to comment on the permanent rule, folks. It's a temporary rule right now. And they've actually expanded it. April 2nd. We have till April 2nd. I'll have a link how you can do that. You like how it is today? You're going to love it. Oh, and did I mention that they are promising in the second paragraph of the OSHA press release on this, they are promising they're going to repeal it once the emergency passes. Kate Brown has the power under Oregon's Supreme Court to simply say, hey, the emergency just continues. You trust that the government would actually repeal it? I don't. Let's go to the phones to Glenn. Glenn, thanks for hanging on. Your comments today.
Yeah, in lieu of your comments, can the federal Senate walk out and deny a quorum in the same sense that we do at the Senate level here in Oregon to block legislation that is so corruptible? Is that possible?
It is. There are different rules to that, but yes, it is possible.
Then the second thing, when I was traveling from Phoenix to L.A. for a meeting and meetings in there, I stopped in Palm Springs on Saturday night driving, and it was loaded with people. I mean, it was full. Palm Canyon Drive all the other drives were just full of people. The restaurants were full. And I talked to people, and two ladies at one of the restaurants waiting in line were talking to me from San Diego. And I said, what about your governor? All hands were down. All masks went off. It was just everywhere. Everybody was fed up. They're done. They're done with it. They just don't have a leader. There's a guy that's on the campaign collecting the signatures, and he's from, I believe, the San Diego area, who does seem to be a pretty good leader. And I don't remember his name. But the people of California are fed up. The common person on the street. Now, the update on Grace Community is that Pastor John is trying to help get the other John up in Edmonton, Canada, who's in jail, been there for 3 weeks now, trying to get him released from jail. And he is literally being persecuted, both. And it's a very serious matter. If they win in Canada, then it's all going to just continue on down here. And so John is taking a stand. They made a public stand in the pulpit and a documentation to get all the, because they didn't have their March conferences with pastors, which thousands come. But everybody signed a declaration to back the gentleman himself and their church against this tyranny in Canada, very direct, more direct than it is here. Anyway, there are things popping. People are fed up. They just need an absolute leader to drive it home.
So let me ask you that question, because the way the recall works in California is you recall a governor, and then you have to elect somebody to replace them. Is it what kind of a leader would emerge based on everything you just said? Because I think you're right. I think people are fed up. I think it's obvious. You look at L.A. County, 54% of the signers of the recall petition in L.A. County, which is like Multnomah County here in Oregon, are Democrats, only 17% Republicans. So if Democrats are that fed up with it, what kind of a leader would they accept?
The leader that stepped in to put money up for the petition and actually was parking vans at Grace Community, and thousands of people were coming to sign his petitions. And I don't remember his name, but he is a business leader, and he has wads of money. And he is a very outspoken person. I wish I could remember his name. If he stepped forward and took, and I think he was going to step forward,
I think you're talking about John Cox.
Nomination.
I think you're talking about John Cox.
I think so.
Yeah, and in fact, John Cox is actually running for governor. There are others that are higher profile. I think there's a Hollywood actor. I'm trying to remember who that is that's thinking about it. But at any rate, I think you're right. So is it, in your estimation, does it need to be a liberal Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because Schwarzenegger came in last time when they recalled Gray Davis, and he's nothing more than a rhino. Is that the kind of person that would get elected in California, or could a conservative actually get elected?
No, because when I was in L.A., Romeo and I went from Grace into Television City, CBS, and it was packed with people. All the streets, Fairfax District, the World Market, people were just elated to be out and free. It was obvious in L.A., in the heart of L.A., in the Fairfax District, which is very, very Jewish. And you could see it in their faces and in their spending. They were actually doing things in their lives and so delighted to have that freedom for that day. It was really quite amazing. The parking structure, seven stories, and it was full, totally full to the top. No places to park on the streets. It was just absolutely chaos, and people were delighted to have their freedom. It's obvious that what you're saying is absolutely right.
Yeah.
These people have had it, and they don't want half-wit. They want to go all the way with something which they control. They want to control the control back, not all these agencies that used to be good that are now so
devilish.
There
you go. There you go. And that's the populism that I think even conservative populism could literally work. Hey, Glenn, thanks. I appreciate your observations. Before we go to Art, a couple of quick emails. Dale wrote an email. Said, Rush said it 1,000 times. Follow the money. I did not know about the angle of Oregon legislators bowing before corporate interests regarding legislation they want, but of course, it figures. Let me tell you, they do. And Michael writes an email and says, sponsors, I believe in putting your money where your mouth is. I think we need to support our fellow patriots. I've switched my insurance to Holly Vanek at Farmers. Had my heating and air maintenance done by Freedom Heating and Air, and eat once a week at Adam's Ribs. I no longer purchase from Amazon, and I shop local for most of my supplies. Thank you. That's exactly what we want to be done. And I also have quit using Amazon. I'm shopping local, too. Thanks, Michael. Great point. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Art. There you go. I'm off mute. So, in other words, they're cutting deals with the devil because, obviously, the Democrats are agreeing to pass this legislation, Jeff, if the Republicans stay in, because otherwise they wouldn't get passed. So, corporate Oregon is cutting deals to get their way and saying the hell with us. So we should address that issue with these businesses because that's not good, Jeff, that they're don't support us actually buy their products, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, you're right. I mean, so isn't that something that the new leadership of the Oregon Republican Party ought to be considering?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, you know, you don't do a deal with the devil. Oh, hey, if you work with us and pass these gun laws, et cetera, et cetera, then we'll pass your rules. I don't like backdoor deals, Jeff. But that's how Oregon government works.
Well said, Art. 6:48. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. In just a moment, we're going to chat with Kathy. Eric Yazor, Righteous Renovations, is a man of faith, and he lives it in his business. He's a contractor you can trust, and he does really good work. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. If you don't believe me, you see some great pictures of some of their projects before and after, and read the very satisfied customer comments. righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hi. This is about Amazon. I saw a, I'm getting a lot of feedback. Hang on a minute. A story about Powell's Books in Portland. And they've got an online presence. I was trying to think of a bookseller here in Salem, but I couldn't because I think that Borders is gone. And then there's always Costco, but Powell's Books is kind of local. And
yeah, they are.
They've been selling books online longer than Amazon.
Right, right. I mean, they've been a long, just a staple of, especially used books.
Yeah.
They're in, you know, the thing about Powell's Books is they've also been kind of, they haven't been too far leftist. They haven't gone to the crazy woke left direction that this memo talks about from this Republican group in D.C., like corporate America has, like Starbucks and all these other places. I'm telling you, if you want to go get your coffee, you ought to get it from a local coffee place, not
Definitely.
Starbucks.
Definitely. I just went to the Powell's website, and I was going through their DVDs, and they have some about children's DVDs about Jesus. So I haven't been to the Amazon website in ages, so I don't know if they do, but anyway.
Thank you, Kathy. It's a great reinforcement on what we need to be doing, what really is part of, again, getting around corporate America, selling our liberties down the river.
Yeah.
And it's exactly, it's what you are doing. It's what I'm doing. It's what Michael's doing. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your call.
Sure.
This is exactly right, friends. This is what we need to do. I mean, just put your money where your mouth is. Buy local. Do business with advertisers who pay a price to advertise on this radio station. There are leftists out there that harangue them for advertising on a station like ours, KSLM, that offers you now 12 hours of live political call-in talk radio. They don't like that. They don't want us to have a voice. They want to shut us down completely. Because the left doesn't believe in liberty. They believe in tyranny. And I'm telling you, friends, that when it comes to this issue of a populist Republican Party that is more centered on you, more centered on small business rather than big corporate America, that has literally kowtowed. And that's what this memo talks about. And it is an unbelievable thing to just see what has happened. These woke CEOs are embracing these avant-garde social agendas, they write. Now, the reality is, America, there's been a great awakening. In fact, the New American magazine is the John Birch Society magazine. And I don't agree with everything they say, but their latest issue has on the headline a picture of Americans protesting, and it's called The Great Awakening. I believe that's really true. And that's why I think, and this memo talks about the shift that's happened here. And the guys who wrote this memo, by the way, they're big-time insiders. This memo writes something that's profound. As this shift happens away from corporate America in the Republican Party, I'm not talking independents or Democrats or anything else. The corporate America has decided to go with the Democrats against your liberty, against you. As that shift happens, as we realize that, as we've woken up, we, the Great Awakening, Republicans are less interested in protecting corporations and their wishes, and are more interested in pushing the needs of American workers. And I'm going to say again, by extension, American families, American small businesses. It's a younger generation, quote from this memo. The nation's political, economic, and cultural landscape has rapidly and radically changed beneath them. A younger generation of Republican leaders in waiting have seized on these changes and their implications for the party's future. Where one sits on the political spectrum has reliably been determined previously by class. As the new leaders, this younger generation, see it, the seat for Republicans is no longer the country club. And with the party in thrall to the former President Trump, a conservative base feeling besieged by cancel culture, congressional Republicans are responding to constituents' grievances about a country they don't recognize. That's the crux of it, folks. America is awake, and our younger Republican leaders, and this would include Dallas Hurd now as senator, but he's now the Republican Party chairman, responding to us, the populace, not corporate overlords that give us money. Now, the reality is, the Democrats have a lot more money than Republicans do. And if Republicans want to win elections, they need to do two things. Number one is run candidates that say the right things to get elected. It gets back to the populist message. And number two is to develop new sources of funding from we the people, from small business that we stand and fight for, rather than corporate. Big corporations that give money to Republicans. That's typically what it's been. Yeah, we're always going to have less money because of the Democrat money machine called the unions, the government worker unions. But that's okay. With the right populist message, you can still win with a lot less money. Why? Because you capture the hearts and minds of the voters. That's why this show is dedicated to the idea that you can change your world, and you can, by you being informed, by you knowing the issues at least to the point to be able to share them with somebody who's persuadable in your world. Doesn't take that many people. Believe me, a few votes here and there, and the politics of Oregon changes dramatically. Thanks for listening again today, folks. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. Hope you join us then. It is 6:59 live, 12 hours of political talk radio. Just went through the first hour. Ryan Kilmeade's up next. See you tomorrow.